one of the first good deeds I will do during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. I won't be that long, so I hope that will be recognized. It'll be a schus for me. There's a Ramban in Parshas Vayikra that goes on the famous Medrash that raises the question, why do we bring a carbon oila? And the Medrash says, if we bring a carbon oila to be mechaper on the Aveira of Misa Bidei Yodam Harkvay Oinshe Omer, we know there's Misa Bidei Yodam, there's a carbon, whether it's B'mezer or B'shoyge. So the Medrash says, as Rashi quotes, Im Toimer Al Krisis Umisis Bezna Misa Bidei Shemayim O Malkis Hari Oinshe Omer, the Oinshim are listed for the above Aveiras. The reason why we have an oila, in order to atone, to be maratza, on a lava nitik l'essay and an essay. The Ramban asks an obvious question. It's true by Misa bidei Adam, it says in the Torah, the Avei Rebamezid, which is Misa, and the Oinish, or what you have to do when it's B'shagid, which is a carbon. But what about a Misa de Shemayim the Malkis? We only know the Oinish, which is when it's Mezid. When it's Shoigeg, we don't know any Oinish. So maybe the Oila comes on a Lav Sheyesh by Misa, which is not Nitik L'Ese, in a case where you do it B'shagid. Maybe it comes on Misa de Shemayim, B'shagid, where there's no carbon. So how did the Medrash, how did Chazal know it goes on an essay or a lava nitikli essay? On that, the Ramban says that they had mashmoyis from the psukim this way, which is not so pertinent to what I want to say. But he says something very interesting. He says, if you do an aveira b'shoigeg, if you do an aveira inadvertently, let's say a person eats chazer inadvertently, ein aleim nesias chet ve'ein tzrichim ritzikal. There is no chet because you did it b'shoigeg. And you don't need any ritzui, you don't need any appeasement, you don't have to appease the Ribbono Shel Olam because it was an aveir b'shoigeg. So therefore, after he proves from the psukim that there is no carbon on malchus b'shoigeg, not eating chazer b'shoigeg, he gives an explanation why not. Because there's no nesiyas oven, there is no chet, and therefore, you don't need Ritzui Klal. Now, I want to say, because when I said this over, someone mentioned to me, my Chavrusa Rabbi Yitzchak, that maybe it's not the proper thing to say publicly. People will think a Shoyig is not so terrible. The truth of the matter is the Ramban in Sefer HaGmul, he expresses clearly the other possibility. He says, Avada Yashoyig is a Chet, because a person's responsible for something he does inadvertently. It's not a nitis. He has to be careful. A person eats and he doesn't check well, and then later he says, I didn't know it wasn't kosher. Of course, that's not an excuse. But I want to just bring this Ramban to bring out a proof, to bring out an understanding. Now, there's another Ramban later when you come to the parsha of being over a chet, that when you're over the chet, you have to bring a carbon, certain chatoyim, which is Misa B'dei Yodam. Says the Ramban, the reason why you bring a carbon, if you do a chet b'shoigeg, shekol ha'avoynis yolidu g'nai b'nefesh. Every chet you do, even though it's a chet b'shoigeg, maybe it's true you don't need a ritzui. Maybe it's true we're not holding you accountable for what you did, which is a chiddush, and as I tell you, surely that's not the simple pshat. But the Ramban says, put aside the responsibility. You do a chet, it gives birth to a gnai v'nefesh, a stain on the nefesh. You become dirty, you become sullied. The hey mumba, and it happens to be a mum in your nefesh. So what? I have a mum? I didn't do anything wrong. What's the consequences of having a mum? Says the Ramban, you can't receive the Ribbono Shel Olam if you're stained. So the Ramban's teaching us, even if you put aside personal responsibility, but when you do a chet, you get stained, you become filthy in chet, you can't be makabel the Ribbono Shel Olam. Only when it's tahar, Only when you are purified, then you can be makabel the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And explains the Ramban, if not for this, the tipshei ha'olam, I assume means people who maybe do a lot of things wrongly, but they aren't so accountable for what they did. They would be zeicha to go before the Ribbono Shel'Olam. That can't be. So the Ramban tells us there are really two consequences of chatoyim. There's the chet, that you're responsible. Shoigeh, how much responsibility you have is debatable, but there's the responsible aspect. You're guilty. You did something wrong. You deserve a punishment because you're guilty for doing something wrong. But there's another concept. Your neshama becomes stained. If it's stained, you can't go before the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you remedy that? Says the Ramban, one of the remedies is a carbon that makes you karev to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rabbeinu Yonah may refer to this when he says in his Shari Tshuva that it's very possible a person can be forgiven for his chatoyim. You did a chet and you tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry I did it. It could be that you're forgiven. However, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, but ein l'Hashem chefetz bay u'mincha lo yirtza miyad. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have an interest in you. He's not interested in your presence. He doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Like the Rambam says, soyik v'einenene. True, you're not responsible anymore. The Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe you did a tshuva, I forgive you, I'm not holding you accountable, I won't give you a punishment. That's fine. But you're missing a lot. You're not close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You'll speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want Siyata D'Shmaya. You want certain things in your lives to happen. It's not going to happen. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chefetz Ba. Because even though the responsibility aspect disappeared, but still in all, you're a stained individual. You're a Balmum, and therefore you have to address that also. And Rashi Masechet Yuma also, I think, points towards that. He says the chiluk between Tshuva Me'ava and Tshuva Me'ir is that Tshuva Me'ava, nothing is left. There's no Roshim. Tshuva Me'ira, you're still a Balmum. What does it mean you're still a Balmum? Forgiven, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. No punishment, true. But you're stained. Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're defective material. I don't want you to come to me. I'm not going to respond to you. In the Rambam we find, maybe I can matriach someone for a Rambam there. Leon, if you have a Rambam, Mada. Hey, look, Olive. Forgot to bring the Rambam. Oh, Shkoyah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, the famous four Chalokim of Kapara. We know an essay Tshuva is enough, then there's a Loisei Sheyesh by Misa, Chil Hashem, sometimes you have to have Yisurim, sometimes you need Yom Kippur, sometimes Misa. It's not sufficient Tshuva for many Averis. That's the famous Gemara of Yishmol in the end of Masechta Yuma. And the Rambam brings it down in Perek Aleph that Tshuva is insufficient for total atonement. Tshuva is good for some Averis, but the more Chomedic Averis, you need more. You need Yom Kippur, you need Yisurim, which is affliction, and you also need sometimes Misa. And there's Chilukim, whatever they are, you look in the Rambam, they're well known. But it puzzled me that the Rambam contradicts himself in Perek Shishi. And the Sefer Haredim asks the question. The Rambam in Perek Shishi says, no one understands the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways. Sometimes a person's punished financially, sometimes physically, chas v'shalom through children. Different things happen to a person. Sometimes a chet is serious. We think it's light. Sometimes it's light and it's serious. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. But says the Rambam, "Bamedvor mamurim bizman shloi asa tshuva, avli mosa tshuva ketris lefnei aperonis." When he did tshuva, it's like a shield in front of punishment. And the Sefer Achredim asks, "Not true. Not true. Tshuva is just part of the story. So many averis need more than tshuva. They need Yisurim, they need Yom Kippur, they need Misa sometimes. So how could the Rambam say the tshuva is like a shield before punishment? Not true. There's certain averus you have to get Yisurim for. And the teretz is, and somebody told me the Maral says it, couldn't find the Maral, but I once said this teretz, and I'm just flavoring with the Ramban. One thing is certain, I think, from the Rambam. When you do tshuva, it's katris lefnei peronis. There's no more punishment. The Rambam uses the word peronis. There's no more punishment. A person does tshuva, even though it's chil Hashem, even though he was machal Shabbos b'mezid, chas v'shalom, there's no more punishment. The Rambam says, katris lefnei peronis. It can't be more clear. So what does the Rambam mean in Perek Aleph, that if a person, he sins, and he does an Avera, sheyesh bo misa, he needs more than Yom Kippur, he needs Yisurim? That's not B'toiris Einish, because he was forgiven. That's a different Torah whatsoever. That's in order to purify himself, in order to take off the stain he has in his nefesh. The person doesn't deserve a punishment anymore. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, you do tshuva, I'm not going to punish you anymore, like Rebbeinu Yonah says. Ki yitochin, you're forgiven and you're not going to get any punishment. But you're a stained individual. Kapara on Yom Kippur, the Lashon Tayra, it purifies you. It makes you clean, because you got to get rid of that stain. You have to have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. How can you have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom if you're dirty? But punishment you don't get. After you do tshuva, there's no more punishment. But after you do tshuva, you still have to address the other problem. You have to clean yourself. You have to purify yourself. How do you purify yourself? That each chet has its own parsha, yisurim. The Rambam used Lashon Yisurim there. Kasher yiyasr ishes benoi, kein Hashem lekechem yasreka. Here he used the Lashon Peronis. Peronis is punishment. Punishment is gone. Now there's a Gemara, Liam, maybe a Gemara Ksuvis. I didn't prepare too well. I prepared well, I just didn't prepare to bring the svara well. A suit that they have over there on the top. Now, I just want to bring you an interesting Gemara that there's a similar concept. You have a suit? Oh, shkoyach. Shkoyach. There's an interesting Gemara that also brings out this idea, but in a different context, but the same idea. Everything in the Torah is not whether you deserve it or whether you don't deserve it. You could maybe have mechila, but you can't be zaycha unless you're a certain status. There's a Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Kital kital oiris talecha ve'eretz refoyim tapil." What does it mean? The Gemara says, "Kol amishtamish bara Torah, a person who has Torah, oir Torah mechayeu. The Torah will bring him to life. There'll be tchias amesim." The chol shein and mishtamish bar Torah, and a person who doesn't utilize and he doesn't learn Torah, ain't on Torah mechayeu. He won't go to life again. There's no tchias amesim without Torah. Kiven the chazay to kmitzdayer, who's Rabbi Lozer speaking to Rabbi Yechon, it's painful to say publicly without Torah there's no tchias amesim. The Gemara says it, but it's painful. Omalei Rebbe mitzasilem takonim in atayra. I found the takonim. You who are dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shlom, you'll be alive. How could you actually cling to the Rebbeinu Shlom? It says in the Torah, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Oichla. The Rebbeinu Shlom is a consuming fire. El Kol Amasi Bitul Talmud Chacham. You marry if your daughter is Talmud Chacham. You do business with Talmud Chacham. You're Mahana Talmud Chacham. Ma'ilu Akosuf Kilu Medabek. So the Gemara gives us the prescription for Tchias HaMeisim. Either you learn Torah, or you have an association with Torah. It says you marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. It's the Rambam really, in Hilchos Deis, it's not for your daughter's sake, it's for your sake. So you'll have an Eidim, a Talmud Chacham. It has a direct benefit to you. Says Rabbi Chanan, the understanding of the Gemara is simply, it's not a question of Schar V'Einish. That if you learn Torah, you'll be rewarded with Tchias HaMeisim. If you don't learn Torah, you won't be rewarded with Tchias HaMeisim. That's the degree of the way the Rebbeinu Shlom created. That was the Rebbeinu Shlom's Ratzon. That a person who learns Torah, he has the ability to get up after when the time of Tchias HaMeisim comes. If you don't learn Torah, it's just not, it's not able. It's nothing to do whether you're right or wrong. Today, things change a lot. But logic has it, you can't be a fireman unless you could carry someone 250 pounds for 100 yards. They say the Noshim want to be firemen or firewomen. They can't carry. It's not discrimination. It's just the way it is. If you can't do it, you're not able to join that particular organization. Tchias HaMeisim, the Ribbono Shel Olam decreed you have to have Torah for Tchias HaMeisim. If you don't have Torah for Tchias HaMeisim, it won't work. It's not possible you can be part of that process. So the Gemara says it's a problem. Not everyone could learn Torah. Not everyone could learn Torah. What happens to those people? The Gemara says, if you associate with Torah, that also gives you that tal, that do, that ability to be woken up. But that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the Torah. The same thing before. There's certain averis you repented on, but you're stained. It's not a question of responsibility. It's not a question of guilt. This is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. To be makabel the Ribbono Shel Olam, your neshama has to be tar. To have Tchias HaMeisim, you have to have Torah. If you have no Torah, there's no Tchias HaMeisim. Rabbi Yosef Aisha says a similar concept when the Gemara asks, Noshim b'may zachyan, how do Noshim have the schus for Tchias HaMeisim? So the Gemara says they wait for their husbands to come home, encourage their children to learn. He says, what's the Gemara's question? There's many mitzvahs, many mitzvahs. Because they don't have husbands, and they don't encourage, or they're not involved in Torah, there's no Tchias HaMeisim for them, or Olam Haba, depending on how you learn Pshat in the Gemara. Says Rabbi Yosef, it's not a question necessarily of responsibility, it's not a question necessarily of guilt, of whether you're Zeich or you're merit. This is the way it is. There are certain things the part that Rabbi Yosef put in the Bria. You have to have the Or Torah in order to be Zeich for Tchias HaMeisim. If you don't have the Or Torah, you won't be Zeicha. In order to be Zeicha, to be Makabel Pnei Hashchina, you have to have a pure Neshama. No pure Neshama, you won't be Zeicha to be Makabel Pnei Hashchina. I want to ask a question to the Olam, and it's really contrary to the way you're supposed to learn, because I don't know if the Kasha is built on a firm basis, but it bothered me. You look around in almost all the Svarim, and they speak about tshuva. You have to be makabel al haba, and you have to have a charata. The Rambam says you should be marvel b'maisim toivim. I once mentioned pshat from the Balatani. What does it mean? It says, what does b'chol koicha mean? Balatani says a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. He says the dinam avazis al yavazis yosem b'chaimish. There's limits to how much stock you could give. He says that's when you're giving him a Torah stock. But if a person wants to buy a beautiful house and it costs them half his money, there's no iser. You could do that. Here, during Aser Yisrael Meshuvah, you're buying your schosim, you're buying your life. There's no limit. Because you're not giving him a Torah mitzvah stock. You're giving him a Torah hatzolah. You feel you need that schos. There's no limit of a chaymish. But it bothered me, what happened to Torah? Where does Torah play a role in tshuva? I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. Over there, we heard a whole year and during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Daf learning. And I think that's the correct approach. It says, V'gisav yayim v'layla, u'behem negi yayim v'layla. But is there a special role that Torah plays in tshuva? And I looked around, I found some Midrashim, and we see the pasuk va'atim hadveikim ba'Hashem elokeichem chayim kuchem hayoyim, that how do you get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If you have a relationship with a Talmud Chacham, Koshken, if you're a Talmud Chacham yourself, and you learn Torah, and the whole aveir is richet from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it seems Torah should have an essential role. How could you get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam if not through limud Torah? But it's not mentioned. I don't see it so much, you know, maybe after the shiur, people who are polite don't want to talk up, and I appreciate that, because I want to say my part, but maybe they'll show me. But yeah, you know, I look through the Rambam every year, and I look through a baby, you know, it mentions a little bit Torah Gavurche, but if I would be the one who's writing the Musa Sefer, I'd say the first thing is to learn Torah. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to learn Torah. And I don't find it, and it puzzled me. I was learning different halachas, and someone asked a kasha in the Chofetz Chaim. He omitted a halacha. And he gave a teretz. Why he omitted the halacha? I want to say the same teretz here. But, I need a Gemara Shoshana. Excuse me. Now, I want to tell you over a I want to tell you over a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Sukkah. And please forgive me if I said the pshat before. Number one, Rabbi Reisman said I could say the introduction over a few times. A pshat for sure I could say over a few times. And I happen to like it. I get confused if I said it or not. But it was said in this Beis Medrash by Rabbi Yanko Galinsky in the old Beis Medrash, I say at least 15, 20 years ago. So if he is the one who said it and I never repeated it, it surely bears repeating. There's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah that speaks about the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. He had 80 Talmidim. 30 were Roy Shetishra LeMashchina, that the Shechina could be on them like Moshe Rabbeinu, Pilei Ployim. And 30 were fit to have the sun stop like Yeshua ben Nun. There were 20 Beinim. The biggest was Yonasa ben Uzziel. The smallest was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? We know who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was. But the Gemara explains, Omra Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he didn't leave over Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, Agadis, Dictei Torah, Dictei Seifrim, Kalon, Chamurim, Gzer, Shabbat, Tkufas, Gematria, Sichas, Malachim, Sichas, Shedim, Godel, Maizim, Dover, Kotten, he didn't leave over Maisa Makova and Dover Kotten. That's what it says. What does a Dover Kotten mean? That's the last one on the list. He learned things, Rashi says he doesn't know what they are. Schichas the kolom. Doesn't he know what? Rashi doesn't know what they are. But he left over nothing in Torah. It's like heard when Rav Shach was Masvid Rav Moshe. I wasn't there, I was in America. But I heard in the CD he said, Nishdibigalos Avikul Torah. He didn't leave over a corner of Torah. He learned Kola Torah Kula. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai left over nothing. The last on the list is Dover Kotten. What is Dover Kotten? Havayis Dabaya Barava. Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said over, and maybe I said it over before, also subsequently. He says, Rabbi Baruch Ber saw this Gemara, he was totally in turmoil. Abaya Varava is Dover Kotten. That's our life. This is the life. That's it. The block Gemara is our life. Maaseh Merkava, I don't know what that is. Are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Libet HaTorah? Maaseh Merkava, I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. Sichas Tcholom, I don't know what it is. Gemara, I don't know what these things are. But I know, what are we in the bottom of the totem pole? We're doing the least possible thing. Rav Baruch Ber didn't want to be sable that. He says, Ke'em chayenu v'aruch yomenu uvehem nege yoyim v'loyla. This is it, the block Gemara. So he said a beautiful pshat. And I'll bring it down to the west side. If I ask you a question, you're walking along the Hudson, and you see a guy drowning, and you know how to swim well. You take off your jacket, your shirt, your pants, whatever, you jump in, you save the guy. Beautiful. After the shear, someone comes over and says, you know, I missed my ride to the airport. I'm supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. However, there's no taxis. Let's say there's a taxi strike. I have to stop off in Brooklyn to pick up my valise. Would you take me to the airport? We go over to Carrie will say yes. No. You know, how many people will do that? You'll see, you start hemming and hawing. I'm busy here. I got to go to a shir. I have a parlor meeting. Okay. You won't have find many people do it. I'm not talking about you did nefesh. Someone you know. How many people will do it? Give up 3 hours to help a person. I'm sure in this room there are people who will do it. What's a Dover Gadol, Dover Kotten? Saving the person in the Hudson River, or is the Dover Gadol or the Dover Kotten taking the person to the airport via Brooklyn? You'll say, saving a guy in the river, you save the guy's life. That's a Dover Gadol. Call a matzel nefesh Yisrael, like your matzel the whole island. And taking a person to the airport, you have to go say, won't go to Yom Kippur Teretz Yisrael. Isaiah, Yom Kippur's gone fine here also. And all due respect for people going to Yisrael, I love to be in Yisrael Yom Kippur also. But it's not the end of the world. For that person in the Hudson, it's the end of the world. The Baruch says, pum faker. Avadiv, you evaluate the accomplishment in the Hudson is much bigger than the accomplishment in taking the person to the airport. But if you speak about the person, the character, the tsar, the agmas nefesh, the mesiris nefesh, saving a person in the Hudson, if you wouldn't do it, you're a mushchas. You see a guy drowning and you know how to swim. If you don't save him, you're an achzer. Who wouldn't save a person in the Hudson? You have to be not a normal person. How could you not jump into the Hudson and save someone? You're an achzer. So therefore, it's no big thing you did. You saved a guy's life. So what? I would save his life over, and everyone here in the room would save his life. But to go to the airport, even though the accomplishment is not that great, but it's a Dover Gadol, it shows who you really are. Says Rav Baruch Ber, when it comes to Havayis D'Abaya V'Rava, the Gemara means a dover cut, not in terms of accomplishment, not in terms of the greatness of the mitzvah, not in terms of the chshivas hadover. A bayi v'rava is the most chashuv a thing, it's the most important thing, it's the dover gadol, like hatzolas nefashis. But, in terms of doing it, it's nothing greater than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who wouldn't learn Torah. That's the essence of our life. So of course, if you're listing the accomplishments in the Mesiris Nefesh of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you have to go down to the biggest Mesiris Nefesh, to the smallest Mesiris Nefesh. The smallest Mesiris Nefesh is ascribed to the thing that everyone will do. Because if you don't have Torah, you have nothing. There's a Gemara in Brachos, this I'll say, Baal Peh. There's a famous shaila between Reb Chaim Briska and Reb Itzli Petterberg. They say they spoke together. They used to say it over between the altar, it's probably Reb Itzli, that there's one Gemara that says that Yaskir Yoyim HaMisa, and it's part of the Gemara, for those who are learning Daf Yoyim, I'm just saying the end of the Gemara, it says Yaskir Yoyim HaMisa. They define that. How are you supposed to find your anger and fight the Yetzirah in this world? You're supposed to remember the Yoyim HaMisa, means you're supposed to learn Busser. And there's another Gemara that says, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. That the only way you fight the Yetzirah is with Torah. If you don't have Torah, you won't be able to fight the Yetzirah. It's a stira. Is it Musser or is it Torah? Which one is it? So they say, Reb Itzel said, that when you learn Musser, that's the Bederech HaTeva, you fight the Yetzirah. If you don't learn Musser so well, you fight half the Yetzirah. You aren't a complete tzaddik, but you're not a complete Rasha. It's a dover hateva. Torah fights the Yetzirah b'derech school. It's sort of a schus, not something that's natural. There you have to learn Torah the right way, you have to learn lishma. There's no half measures. Reb Chaim argued on this vociferously. Reb Chaim says, it's not pshat. It is not pshat whatsoever. It says, barasi Yetzirah, barasi Torah, tavlin. Tavlin means something that's natural. It means spices, something that tastes good, something that's good. So what does the Gemara mean, Yaskir Yoyim HaMisa, you learn Musa? This is a Chaim approach to everyone, or a lot of us heard of the old dispute. I don't want to go into that. I'm mostly interested in the Vart from Reb Chaim. He says, if a person is sick already, then medication helps for him. If you're not sick and you take medication, you could get sick. So medication is designed for a sick person. A person who's sick, he has to be Yaskir Yoyim HaMisa to jolt him back to real life. And then, once he's healthy, that's Torah. Torah is the Derech HaTeva. Torah, Reb Chaim compares, you're wearing a coat, a very warm coat. You're not going to get sick, but once you catch the flu, don't think you could just put on the coat and get better. Then you have to be Yaskir Yoyim HaMisa. Zokt Reb Chaim, the only way, and the healthy way, and the natural way to fight the Yetzirah is through Limud HaTorah. There's no other way. Limud HaTorah, that is the way. There's no other way. A person gets sick, he learns a little Musar, and I'm not going to the debate in the yeshivas, they learn Musar, we should learn Musar, but I'm emphasizing the other part. The only way a person could really anchor himself is through Limud HaTorah. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tam, the Mesilas Yesharim says, the biggest doctor in the world tells you, if you take 3 times a day this medication, you'll get better. You're a chacham, you'll say, nah, I don't need it. Nothing's going to happen. You're not going to survive. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a disease called the Yetzirah. He said the only way you're going to survive is if you learn Torah. If you learn Torah, you'll survive. Without Torah, you're not going to survive. Now, I want to end off, but I want to echo what Rabbi Reisman said about Kabbalahs. I also feel that without Kabbalahs, it doesn't go. I heard Rav Shach, he asked a penetrating question. He said, are we any different in Tufshin Ayin Gimel than Tufshin Ayin Beis? Are we any different in Tufshin Ayin Beis than Tufshin Ayin Aleph? And I'm sure many are. I'm sure many are. But many are not. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope not. If you're not different, then you have really a very penetrating question to ask yourself. What happened to your tshuva? What happened to your Yom Kippur? Obviously, it didn't impact you. And the only way to impact a person with Kabbalahs. My Shverzel Zayin Gezun told me, and I think I said this over once, when he was a Magid Shir in Chaim Berlin, there was Yid Reb Yaakov Shurkin. He was a Talmud from the Chofetz Chaim. He used to say over what the Chofetz Chaim did. He says the Chofetz Chaim, when he called the Vod together, he didn't just end off the Vod, okay, Kindlech, go back to Beis Medrash. He says, here's a piece of paper, let's sign. Not Kabbalas Alpeh, Kabbalas Bichsav. And he said, often the Bachram didn't want to sign. He once asked the Bachram, he was very much against materialism, and there was Anias there. People didn't want to marry poor. Anias, we're not talking about Anias like in America. As Anias, people didn't have food. So he says, don't give up a shidduch because it's poor. Have faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He passed around the paper. He told my shver, two people signed out of the 50s. Even the Chofetz Chaim, he also had difficulties, it seems, to get people to follow his ways. But he felt, not talk during davening, not talk at this. If the Olam is up to it, we could pass around the paper if the Olam is willing to sign. I don't think the Olam is... Anyway, I'm not going to try it. But I say a Kabbalah, I want to ask a Kabbalah, but Rabbi Reisman is very generous. I want a lifetime commitment. An hour, 2 minutes. What do I mean a lifetime commitment? I mean, you have to be makabel on yourselves. When I say you have to, who am I to say you have to? I'm just saying the logic has it. If the Torah is necessary for Tchiyas HaMeisim, if the Torah is necessary to fight the Yetzer, if the Torah is necessary for our existence, that's it. Without Torah, there is no existence. Without Liman HaTorah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, there is no mitzvah. I mentioned when I introduced Rabbi Efrati here, it says, and all due respect to anyone who does anything, Chazal says, Gobel Talmud Torah Matzalos Nefashos. If somebody asks you, I have two mitzvahs for you. You can save a guy's life or you can learn Taisus. What should you do? Obviously, you should save the person's life if he's going to die. But another person could save his life. And you could go learn Taisus. Tell the person, you go save the person's life. Gesundheit, I have to learn Taisus. It may sound odd to you, but it's true. You're willing to question me after this year and bombard me, but it's true. Godel Talmud Torah Matzalos Nefashos. But there's a mitzvah to save someone's life. You stop learning to take lulav, and surely you stop learning for Tzolos Nefosh. You stop learning for Kibbutz Aveim also. Any mitzvah, yesh l'asos le'achayim, you stop learning. But if you can get someone else to do it, why should you stop learning? So if you have two mitzvahs, leave it out Torah, and Tzolos Nefosh, if someone else could save someone's life, go learn Torah. Godel ha'Tzolos Nefosh, yoysim leave it out Torah. So it makes sense that a person on Yom Kippur comes to Ribbono Shel Olam and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to expand my learning. And Baruch Hashem, Beis Medrash here at night is full, but we still got some empty seats. Beis Medrash in the morning, also people come in the morning, I see. Mikey's waving his hand. No. I'm just saying, I could see it because you hear me. It's beautiful. People come and learn, and people learn in other places. That's also beautiful. But increased learning, if you increase your learning, I've taken advantage of Rabbi Reisman's suggestion in Ateris Charna. I don't know if they're upset, they have a Beis Medrash in the hall. You don't even have to go to the square of Beis Medrash. In the hall, you know, there's a Beis Medrash. You just walk to the side and you learn. It takes, you know, there was one time, the first chasna I made, I put on the invitation, there'll be a daf yomi between the chuppah and the thing. I got so many smirks and everyone said, like, what you doing there? You have nothing to do during that 45 minutes, an hour, till the Chasson Kala comes out. It was a schlecht. But, you know, to be different than everyone else, you know, it's hard to do it. But it was very well attended. Very well attended. I forgot who I used to say it. But they had about 40, 50 people there. But fine, Chasson, not take upon yourself the Kabbalah. You go before the Rabbi Shalom this Yom Kippur and you say, I took on an extra hour of learning. Whether it's an hour a day, an hour a week, whatever it is, I don't know your schedules, but putting the emphasis on Talmud Torah, oh, I have to get back to my original question, I almost forgot. So why doesn't it mention Talmud Torah if it's so important, huh? Why doesn't it mention Talmud Torah? I tell you, I don't have an answer good for Reb Chaim Briska, but when I saw the kasha in the Chofetz Chaim, they had a kasha, Chofetz Chaim didn't say something obvious. So you know what the person wrote in that sefer? He didn't say something obvious because it's obvious. It's something so obvious that you can't have a battle with the Yetzer Hara without Torah. What is the Rambam going to say? That you have to fight the Yetzer Hara? Avada, it's a Gemara you have to fight the Yetzer Hara. But Rossi Yetzer Hara, Rossi Torah Talmud, I think it's just simple. It's so obvious, it's the first step. You don't need a Riches Hadvarim in order to tell you that. So therefore, in the terms of the Kabbalah, we take upon ourselves, bli neder, that we should increase the Torah study with all the other Kabbalahs, but I think that Kabbalah would be the foundation that everything else will grow from it. Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach, I want to wish everyone a Gmar Chasima Toiva, Guta Geben Shur, and we should be Zeicha to a year of Yeshua, it's like we need so much in Eretz Yisrael and for people in America also.